I'm a mother of four, and I went to college hoping that I would get a career out of it and get a better income and support my family. So when that didn't work out, it was really discouraging, and it just has been creating problems for me getting any type of experience or meaningful employment or employment that I can find work in. So, I mean, I'm having problems paying back my loan now from college. I'm on the repayment assistance program. I'm still out of work. I was only 19, or no, I was 18, turning 19 at the time, so I was just really young, didn't know what to do. Unfortunately, when I did get the resources that I needed, it was a little too late. I was living with two male roommates, and at the time I was working full-time at Tim Hortons. I was also pregnant at the time. I seen what was going on around me happened in a very short amount of time, but they started selling drugs and all that sort of thing. And I started looking into shelters in the community and trying to find another place to stay. I eventually did find another place to stay, but I was a little too late in moving out, and the place got raided, and I was charged with drug trafficking. The charges later on did get withdrawn, and the men were that were living there took the charges and did their time. I did not know that it would affect me at all in the future. I finished college, and it didn't bring up any conviction or charges. It said conviction. So I thought, because I already have crossed the border, I knew I did not have criminal record. So when I applied for college, it never got brought up, and I did end up finishing my placement and everything because there was a backup with the criminal record check. So they let me go ahead and finish my placement without even providing that. So it wasn't until after I graduated college that when I did end up getting my vulnerable sector check, after the backup was all sorted out and everything, that's when it came up. So I probably wouldn't have been able to finish college had that shown up. Now they do have it on the program on your college that charges or convictions can stop you from getting placement and finishing your diploma. So they didn't even have that when I started college. I first found out that my records were going to be a problem for me after I graduated from college and started to apply for volunteer work to gain experience. And I needed a vulnerable sector check. And then the record did show up on that part of it, and I was denied any volunteer work. I also tried to apply for a PSW program after I graduated from college because I was having such a hard time getting the experience I needed. And I was thinking that the PSW, because there's such a high hiring rate and there's a high need, and it was also something I was interested in, it was more hands-on in the community, that maybe my record wouldn't come up and affect me to get into the PSW program. But it, again, showed up, and I was unable to get even accepted into the program. I have talked to Pardons Canada, and they said that they do not deal with the vulnerable sector part of it, and that there's no guarantee that it would come off, and they pretty much said that they couldn't do it, so there's no point in paying the money. I also applied for the reconsideration through Niagara Regional Police to clear it, and they denied me that. I called recently, and they said that it will be permanent, and that it doesn't look like it's going to be it's going to be changing anytime soon. So, if it would not show up on the vulnerable sector clearance, then that would be great. Or if there was some sort of time where over a period of time it would go away, so at least give me some hope, I would go ahead and do what my career choice was in the beginning, and I would try and pursue a career in community and justice services if I could. Well, I wish that somebody would have told me when I was charged, how much this would affect me, because if I would have known myself, I probably wouldn't have gone to college and picked that career choice. I would have picked something in a different field altogether. I know that may sound a little bit discouraging, but I have been, so many doors have been shut on me because of this, and I wish I didn't waste so much time trying to be somebody who to work in the community and with people and everything when the doors just keep getting shut on me. That's all I have to say.